Anti-Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So how important is it to treat the emotional side of cancer? My guest is Dr. Nikki Barr, author of Emotional Wellness, The Other Half of Treating Cancer. And I know she believes it is very important, and I'm going to absolutely agree with her, and I think it's something we need to think about more. And I'm so happy she wrote the book about this very important treatment side of cancer. Dr. Barr, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here with you.
What kind of, let's just get right into this. What kind of results can people expect if we start to treat the emotional side of cancer?
Well, I think it changes the game in a big way, in the sense that if you're feeling better and you're getting through better, then your body's going to respond better to treatment.
That makes sense to me. Dr. Barr, then it begs the question, why aren't more conventional oncologists talking about or treating the emotional side? What's your opinion?
Well, I think, Dr. Mike, the issue is that medical oncologists are very focused on what they do best, and that's treating medically. And so this is a fairly new realization that, my goodness, we need to also be paying attention to the emotions. And I think that medical oncologists, that just isn't their training.
Yeah, maybe not so even maybe. If I can say, not that comfortable with it.
Exactly.
You know, they're the hardcore scientists. I got a few friends who are great at what they do, but you talk about the emotional side of cancer and they run out of the room.
Exactly. Well said.
Yeah. Now, your book is pretty amazing. I really liked it. Easy read, by the way. Emotional Wellness, The Other Half of Treating Cancer. What are some of the most common emotions that cancer patients experience? And I want to cover this because maybe if there are traditional oncologists listening right now, they could hear this, write some of these down, and be a little bit more aware and look for them. So what are some of those real common emotional experiences they have?
Sure. A lot of anxiety, worry, overwhelm, anger, despair, hopelessness, those kinds of things just jump right out at you at the first thought.
And is that now, do you find as cancer patients learn of their diagnosis, say, you know, initially, are they more anxious at that point, more fearful, more depressed? Do the emotions evolve as they learn about their diagnosis, as they start some treatment? Are there some emotions at the beginning versus the middle versus the end that you see?
Actually, it really is a roller coaster fashion. Yes, at the very first, once one hears a cancer diagnosis, then you get the freak out, the anxiousness, the worry, the anger, all of those things. But then you also see that again throughout the cancer journey, because maybe everything is going really well today, but tomorrow you get a scan that changes the whole thing. Or it actually is very much like being in a foreign country where you don't know what the food is, what the money is, what the culture is. And so you're constantly trying to figure it out, but these emotions are trying to catch up with you as well, and they're just going all over the place.
I like that analogy because that reminds me, you know, when you're in a foreign country, you have good days or good moments, you have scary moments, lonely moments, et cetera. So that's maybe a good way to describe how some cancer patients probably feel.
Yes, that's been my experience.
So let me ask you this. What do we need to do then? If we know or believe that treating the emotional side of cancer could really benefit outcomes, prognosis, survival, keeping people out of the hospital longer, and I do think all of those things are true, what's the first thing we have to do? Dr. Barr, do we need to get someone like you that's a part of treatment protocols right from the get-go when someone's diagnosed? What do we need to do about this?
Yes, I absolutely think so. I think immediately, if you have someone that's trained in this field, they know, they've seen lots of patients who have gone through the whole cancer journey from start to finish, whatever stage that a cancer patient is in, and they can help with navigating this whole disease process and helping feel better helping get through those emotions.
Is there any one emotion that a cancer, now granted, I know that cancer patients are going to, and by the way, my mom was a lung cancer patient. She actually died from the disease many, many years ago. So I have some personal experience with this. And I know she went through a lot of different emotions from one day to the next, like you said, the roller coaster. I totally get that and understand and agree with that. But is there ever a one type of emotion, whether it may be more fearful, anxiety, depression, that tends to be associated with a worsening prognosis than, say, other emotions? Or like, is there an emotion that all oncologists really need to be on guard about and looking out for and treating aggressively if they see it?
Well, it's not even quite an emotion, but it is in a sense. It's fear of the unknown, I would say, that follows one through, and particularly if a patient gets a poor prognosis, this fear of the unknown, what's going to happen? What's going to happen to me? What's going to happen to my family? What's going to happen to my home, et cetera, et cetera. Those kinds of questions just blossom.
So what do we, I mean, when we talk about getting somebody like you, Dr. Barr, involved early on in the cancer the treatment strategy for whatever cancer that may be, what do we do from there? Do you use nutrients to help with some of the emotional side of it? Is it more psychoanalysis, more counseling? Or is it a combination of things when it comes to treating the emotional side?
Well, I think that the nutrients is very important, and in my practice, we had a dietitian on board, too, so that really helps. So that's really not my field, but I think that's very important. And I think it's a matter of going wherever the patient is, because people vary. Even though there's common emotions, where they are right now today is very different, perhaps, than the person next to them. And it depends on their family situation, their work situation, all of it. So it's a matter of sitting down with that patient and finding out, how can I be of help? What is going on? What would be helpful for you right now?
How many patients do you think, cancer patients, do you think are adequately being treated when it comes to the emotional side? Or is there, unfortunately, are there just a lot of patients kind of on their own and with their families? And I can tell you, Dr. Barr, I'll just say from my own experience, when my mom was diagnosed, she did go through those roller coasters, went through a lot of emotional, a lot of anxiety for her. We didn't have a lot of help.
Yeah.
So I wonder how many patients out there are just feeling alone. Do you have a resource that they, if they're listening right now, that they can go to, a website, a phone number? How can we connect into somebody like you, Dr. Barr?
Well, on my website, Dr. Mike, I have cancer-emotional-wellbeing.com. I have a section called Ask Nikki. And you feel free to ask any question, and I'll be happy to answer that's related to the emotional well-being. My book certainly has numerous tools to be able to deal with some things that come up daily. There's other resources coming out more and more. There's quite a few people that are writing books and are on radio interviews, and we're finally tapping into this. But I do think that if you would like an answer about something, please don't hesitate to check out on my website, Ask Nikki.
So that's asknikki.com?
It's Ask Nikki on cancer-emotional-wellbeing.com.
Oh, let's say that one more time. That was a long one. Let's make sure they get this down. Go ahead. Say it again.
Okay. It's cancer-emotional-wellbeing.com. And on my website there's a section that says Ask Nikki. And so you
can
ask
there they
me
can communicate with you. Okay, I gotcha. I think this is so important. I want to thank you for writing the book. The book, again, is called Emotional Wellness, Treating the Other Half of Cancer by Dr. Nikki Barr. Thanks for coming on. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.